listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. The time is exactly 9 o'clock on this Friday morning in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, pastor of St. Mary Parish in Evanston. Co-hosting with me, Grazia Marcheschi, the Director of Ministerial Resource Development for the Archdiocese of Chicago. And Grazia, I'm sure you've heard the news about the devastating earthquake, 8.9, that hit northeast Japan. I just got to read this off the wire. A ferocious tsunami spawned by one of the largest earthquakes ever recorded slammed Japan's eastern coast Friday, killing hundreds of people as it swept away boats, cars, homes, while widespread fires burned out of control. And Grotz, another piece of information for our listeners. The U.S. Geological Survey said the 2:46 p.m. quake was a magnitude of 8.9, the biggest earthquake to hit Japan since officials began keeping records in the late 1800s, and one of the biggest ever recorded in the history of the world. This is devastating.
You know, last night I couldn't sleep. Nancy wasn't sleeping, so we turned on the news about 1 in the morning, and there it was. I just couldn't believe it. It was just mind-boggling.
And the thing is, we just saw some pictures earlier in the producer Jim Dish's office, that huge wall wave hitting that coastal harbor area, and now the tsunami is hitting parts of the Hawaiian Islands. It even reported on the western coast of hitting California, Oregon, Washington, lesser magnitude, but know that our prayers are with the entire community in the Japan area, because I'm afraid it's going to go into the thousands.
Yeah. As a meteorological phenomenon, it's mind-boggling. It just seems to have a mind of its own. That wave starts and it just keeps traveling till it hits land. But the human toll, you can't even wrap your mind around that.
They say there was an earthquake that hit Japan in 1923 that killed 143,000 people, magnitude 8.3, but in Japan's history, the largest ever, and one of the largest in the world ever recorded earthquake, and then the tsunami effects are going to be devastating. So again, our prayers, and there are many people in the Chicagoland area with family in those regions.
Absolutely. You know, and if there's anything that's a wake-up call, a reminder, never to take anything for granted, you know, to live each day like it might be your last, because it could be. You know, you're going along just fine. You may be sitting at your office, or you may be laying in your bed at night, and the earth shakes and the waters rush over you, and there's not a thing you can do about it.
And even in looking in Jim Dish's office on the television was several hundred miles away in Tokyo, you know, the stores, things coming off the shelf, people falling over. And this is several hundred miles away from Tokyo, where the epicenter was over northeast part of Japan, but into the water. So our prayers are with the entire community, and there'll be continued updates. Unfortunately, the death toll is going to rise. Prayers are with the community. You are listening to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Grazia Marcheschi on Relevant Radio 950. And we have with us, via the phone, Father John Mulder of St. Gregory the Great Parish in Chicago, is once again organizing the Chi-Town Jazz Festival, and it will be held on March 22nd to the 26th at various jazz venues in Chicago and the suburbs. The Chi-Town Jazz Festival began in 2010 and involves the collective efforts of the jazz community to support hunger relief in Chicago. It showcases an array of outstanding jazz artists in some of the Chicago area's finest jazz venues. Through the generous contributions of musicians donating their time and talent, the clubs and concert halls donating their space, The funds raised directly benefit the Greater Chicago Food Depository and Catholic Charities, who work together for hunger relief. And with us on phone, Father John Mulder of St. Gregory the Great Parish. And ironically, we are speaking to Father John Mulder from San Francisco. Am I correct, John?
Yes, that's right. Father Greg, how are you?
Doing fine, John. You're one of the great priests of the Archdiocese of Chicago, and I hear that you are one of the most highly regarded jazz guitarist in the nation. You've got a phenomenal reputation. Someone said to me, you are the Michael Jordan of the jazz guitarist world.
No.
Someone said that to me once. You know, I know about Michael Jordan in basketball, but don't know much
about
jazz.
You're going to have to shave your head,
guitar.
John.
And, right. But I hear that from where you are talking to us on phone, you can actually see the ocean waters as you look out your window.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I'm at this point closer to Oakland, but you can definitely see the waters, and they are calm, thank goodness, over here. But I just, you know, heard your announcement about, you know, the incident in Japan, and what a tragedy there.
And they're talking about the tsunami effects, you know, the whole western part of the United States, to California, Oregon, and Washington. So, ironically, you are speaking right by the edge of the Pacific Ocean out there. So, John, first of all, give us a little background with the Chi-Town Jazz Festival. You were a guest a year ago. And how did this whole thing come about 1 year ago?
Well, really what happened, Greg, was that there was, I would say, maybe a little over a year ago, probably almost 2 years ago, I was doing a lot of reading of the JVC Jazz Festival in New York, and looking at how they did things. They had different events in different venues and clubs and concert halls. I just thought that was a really cool idea and way that they orchestrated that event. And then, you know, as I began to think more about it, and especially about the situation in our country, in our city, where with the downturn of the economy and such, I began to think about pairing that with doing a festival like that in Chicago, but with the end result being funds raised for hunger relief. So at which point I just first approached the clubs about it to see if they would be interested in hosting an event, because that, you know, it needed to start there. And to my well, just, you know, it was great, I guess not surprised, but they really all immediately signed on for it. And it was really, that was a really helpful start, at which point then I just needed to get artists to come in and donate sets for the festival. And that's pretty much how we get up and running, is we've got the venues, and then we've got a number of artists who are willing to donate a set for the cause.
Are the artists who will be performing all people that you know personally, or did people just start coming forward on their own as the word spread?
Well, a little bit of both. Actually, a lot of them are artists that I know or have worked with, but there's also where people like this year, Jim Snedero, who's a great saxophonist from New York, who I did not know, you know, just surfaced out of the blue, said, you know, I heard about the festival, and I'm a Catholic, and I'd really like to donate my band, you know, for a set at the Green Mill. So he'll be playing Friday night.
John, what did you raise last year? How much?
It was $17,000.
That, which is phenomenal. We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio 950, and you'll be listening to jazz from last year's Chi-Town Jazz Festival as we lead into a break here on Relevant Radio 950. Father Greg Sackwitz along with Grazia Marcheschi. Stay with us. We'll be back right after a break. We'll be right back.
The Bank of America Chicago Marathon, taking place on Sunday, October 9th, is sold out, but Team Catholic Charities has post-close entries. By joining Team Catholic Charities, you'll be running to help our neighbors in need of food, clothing, and shelter, necessities for everyday survival. To join or sponsor the Catholic Charities Marathon team or committee, call 312-655-7912. That's 312-655-7912. Visit us at catholiccharities.net/Chicago Marathon. We'll see you at the finish line.
Hi, it's Drew Mariani here. Hey guys, are you feeling disconnected? Are you struggling at home or work? Are you looking to ignite your faith again? Then join me and hundreds of other men for the 2011 Chicago Men's Conference on Saturday, March 19th at the Marriott Oak Brook. Joining me will be His Eminence Cardinal Francis George, Sean Forrest, and former New York Giant Chris Godfrey. Plus, you'll hear from other men on how the Holy Spirit has changed their lives. Register now at CatholicMenOfChicago.org. That's CatholicMenOfChicago.org. Hope to see you March 19th.
The annual Catholic Appeal is underway in parishes across the Archdiocese of Chicago. Your gift to the annual appeal helps sustain Catholic schools, religious education, ministerial formation, and initiatives for life, peace, and justice.
And the appeal serves people worldwide whose lives are devastated by natural disasters, illness, and war.
All funds raised are carefully spent to do God's work. Please make a pledge to the 2011 annual Catholic Appeal.
Your generosity will make a difference in the lives of many.
We're listening now, and we'll continue to listen as we go in and out of breaks, to music from last year's Chi-Town Jazz Festival, organized by Father John Mulder of St. Gregory the Great Parish. I'm Graziano Marcheschi with Father Greg Sakowitz, our anchor here on Relevant Radio, AM 950, Catholic Community Faith. Thank you for listening this morning. Of course, we're all looking with great anxiety and much prayer at the situation unfolding in Japan, and soon to reach the shores of our own West Coast as the result of the earthquake and the tsunami. But we know, even though God's ways are mysterious, we know God doesn't spare us trials, but we know God goes through them with us. And so we pray for the people of Japan, and we pray that God's presence will be very visible and very tangible for them. John.
Yes.
Good to have you with us all the way from San Francisco, California, or Oakland, I guess, is where you're at now.
Yeah.
Tell us about how your own talent developed. I'm fascinated, you know, when I run into people who have multiple skill sets, who bring them together. It's always intriguing how that came about. So talk first about the music. When did that start? And how did you segue from that into seminary?
Yeah, well, it started basically, I would say, in Catholic school. You know, there was a music program, it's school, like where I studied basically in, I think it was sixth grade, we had a music teacher that came in, Miss Lytus.
What grammar school did you go to, John?
It was St. Mary's. Up in Lake Forest.
Oh, sure, sure.
And we had a music instructor who had, you know, taught folk guitar, that type of thing. So I really latched onto it. I'd say that was about sixth grade. And I ended up, you know, continuing with my love of music. I found various teachers. I found a great teacher in high school whose name was Rich Matthews, who both taught classical as well as jazz guitar. And then, you know, continued with basically my love of music all the way up to seminary and through it. So it's always something, my interest in priesthood, my interest in my faith, and interest in music all kind of developed together.
Well, out of curiosity, go ahead, Gretz.
Were you in the music world for a while before you entered seminary?
Well, I played professionally really since I was, you know, 18 in some way, shape, or form. You know, I would have, you know, played various gigs or clubs or concerts, that kind of thing. So that developed, early on.
Well, the thing is, I know you did not go to the high school seminary. You did not go to the college seminary, which would have been then Niles College Seminary of Loyola, which is today St. Joseph College Seminary of Loyola University. But then when you were introduced in sixth grade at St. Mary's in Lake Forest with that one particular teacher, so like when you were in third, fourth, and fifth grade, you really had no clue about the guitar or an inner love for it?
Well, early, I always had a love of music, and it probably initially I really wanted to play piano.
Okay. So all I wanted to do was when I was a kid, I wanted to play football, baseball, and basketball. I had 3 years of piano, and my mother forced me, and I regret that I didn't take it seriously.
A lot of people do. You know, it's hard. Parents do their best to introduce their kids, you know, to various things, and if the timing's right and the interest level is there, it will really hit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to say, you know, where it's going to really, you know, take with. But my mom was a pianist, and but at the time we really didn't really have the funds for a piano as such, and so they introduced the guitar, and I really loved it. So I'm glad it happened that way.
Talk a little bit about how you see a connection between the work you do in the arts and music, and your ministry as a priest.
Yeah, in terms of the arts, I think it's a place that reaches people's souls in many ways, and it elevates us. There's oftentimes a sense of transcendence that comes from that. People are transformed, I think, just even sometimes in an evening where they watch a play that touches them deeply, or hear music that exhilarates them, or whatever. There's so many incidents where I think we know that, and that takes place. And I really feel that God's hand is at work in the arts. And so I look at it that way.
Let me ask you this, John. You could talk about the jazz that you perform with the jazz guitarist has certainly touched many lives. You said it is transforming. But how has being a jazz guitarist touched your life as a priest?
Mm. Well,
you know, we only give you easy questions, John.
Yeah, I know. These are actually really great questions and ones for me to think about. But I would say that, you know, music, yeah, it's certainly enjoyable to share, and that's an important part of it, because it's like when anything that we feel is good or that we value, we many times wish to share with others. It's kind of a spiritual principle in a way. But I think for myself, there's also a great satisfaction. It's a way in which I would say I almost like a form of prayer in a way when I'm composing and playing.
And as you indicated before, I think it's a way of touching God. You know, we talk about the three great attributes of God as being goodness, truth, and beauty. So whenever we see the good, the true, or the beautiful, we get a glimpse of God.
Right.
And you bring people, I'm sure you bring goodness and truth in other aspects of your ministry, but through this music, you bring beauty, which is an expression of God's nature. And so you help people touch the face of God that way.
And I know we're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio 950. The time is exactly 9:19 on this Friday morning here in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz along with Grazia Marcheschi. And our guest is Father John Mulder, a great jazz guitarist, nationally known. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. In the background, you hear more music from the Chi-Town Jazz Festival of last year. Stay with us. We'll be back right after a break.
Pope John Paul II is on the fast track to sainthood. One of the major steps is beatification. Now, on May 1st of this year, you can attend the beatification ceremony of Pope John Paul II in St. Peter's Square. A wonderful pilgrimage to Rome, sponsored by the Catholic New World, is being planned at a very reasonable cost. The trip includes the beatification ceremony, a private mass with Cardinal Francis George, and lots of sightseeing, including visits to the Vatican Museum and the Sistine Chapel. Go to the Archdiocesan website at www.archchicago.org and click on Pilgrimage to Rome for all the details. That's www.archchicago.org and click on Pilgrimage to Rome. It's your chance to experience Rome while celebrating the beatification of Pope John Paul II with Catholics from around the world.
Tour rooms of antique mechanical curiosities from Victrolas to steam engines at the magical San Filippo Estate Saturday, May 21st at Catholic Charities Hearts for Homeless Families fundraiser. The dazzling event benefits programs that help the homeless in Northwest Cook County. The ticket price of $175 per person includes an extensive tour, elegant dinner, and lively auction emceed by radio personality Gary Meyer. For more information, visit catholiccharities.net/hearts or call 847-376-2118.
Welcome back to Catholic Community Faith and Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. The time is exactly coming up on 9:22 here in Chicago on this Friday morning. And please keep in prayers, we've been mentioning throughout the broadcast, the horrific earthquake, 8.9 on the Richter scale, one of the worst in the history of the recorded keeping of earthquakes, 8.9. I've never heard of one that high. No. I've heard of 8.8, 8.2.
I think it's the fifth highest in history.
Of history since the recording, and they say the death toll keeps rising, but also the tremendous effect of the tsunami that has slammed into eastern part of Japan and now hitting Hawaii, the islands, and coming into the west coast of the United States, which will be of less magnitude. But it's interesting when Jim Dish was and Brian were describing the tsunami. The way it hits, it's not how high it is, but how deep it is. Mm-hmm. And the water slams and just keeps coming ashore. So, our prayers with the community on for those that are being affected directly. And there are many people in Chicago with loved ones back in Japan. So keep them in prayer. And we're with us as guest, Father John Mulder of St. Gregory the Great Parish in Chicago, a well-known jazz guitarist. And between March 22nd and March 26th, there'll be the Chi-Town Jazz Festival, and all the money raised will go to the Greater Chicago Food Depository and Catholic Charities.
Hey, John, I know that jazz is an improvisational art form, but I really don't know much about it. So give us open a window for us on how it works. How much of it is just made up as you go along, and how much of it is, set forms or sequences that are kind of standard? How does it work? How do you get together with a group of other musicians and just start making music?
Well, it really depends on the type of jazz. So jazz varies in terms of how much structure is in it. Like, for example, in what they called free jazz, there was a free jazz movement that started in the 50s and continued on. Some of that music is completely improvised, so from beginning to end, someone, they just start playing and listening to one another and moving in different directions, but with nothing that is, kind of preset at all.
Have you ever done that kind of music?
I have, and it's
scary?
Very challenging because it's, you're in the moment to really make something that's cohesive and that really works. It demands a lot of the improviser.
Yeah.
So a lot of people think, oh, you just play whatever you want. Well, no, Otherwise, it could really clash. You really need to be listening and developing themes and engaged with the other players and listening to what they're doing too. But that's so there's an element of that. Like the first piece on my work Trinity that was called Chaos, which is like the chaos before creation. Had a very 20th century but free jazz kind of approach to it. But then, a lot of the music that I write has definite melodies and chord changes that go under those melodies. And so usually that main theme is stated at some point in the piece, and then people improvise off of the chord changes that undergird the melodies.
Let me ask you this, John, getting back to the Chi-Town Jazz Festival, and I only have a couple of minutes left, and that is you raised $17,000 last year for the Greater Chicago Food Depository and Catholic Charities, and give us some of the venues for this year's Chi-Town Jazz Festival and also a phone number or web people can go to to learn more about it, because I think this is such an important project you've undertaken. And $17,000 last year, and I'm sure you are hoping to raise that, if not more, this year. So give us a little bit more information.
Sure. Tuesday is at a place called Martyrs, which is on Lincoln Avenue, North Lincoln near Irving.
That would be Tuesday, March 22nd.
March 22nd,
okay.
Yep. And then on Wednesday, we have two places. One is the Jazz Showcase, which is in Dearborn Station. And we're, going to feature Dana Hall, who's a great artist there. Also then the Hideout, which is kind of off of North Avenue, a little bit north of there, for Mars Williams. That's very much a free jazz kind of place. Then Thursday is a long group of sets from 5 till midnight at Andy's, which is a classic jazz club in Chicago.
Where are they located?
12. Yeah, that's 11 East Hubbard.
Okay.
And then the Green Mill on Friday.
Which is March 25th.
Right, at Broadway and Lawrence. And also Symphony Center, which is just downtown. And Saturday nights at Fitzgerald's, which is in Berwyn off of Roosevelt Road. So we've got some tremendous artists this year. Orbert Davis on Saturday night, and as I mentioned, Jim Snedero from New York and Jeff Bradfield on Friday, a whole slew of artists on Thursday, and the Tuesday night itself is really incredible with Matt Ullery and the Renegades and a guy, Victor Garcia, who's like one of the great, great young trumpeters in Chicago.
Now, John, where will you be playing yourself these nights?
I will be sitting in with various bands Thursday through Saturday.
Okay.
So, and I'm looking forward to that, but really looking forward and hoping that people come out. I know a lot of people think, wow, it's a great cause, but number one, if they do come out, they genuinely can support it. And so we're really hoping to get people to come out for it. And I think that when they do, they really are glad that they did, because it's the spirit of the event is really...
No, but give us a phone number and web they can contact or get more information.
Yes, yeah, www.chitownjazzfestival.
And that would be C-H-I-Town.
No, just C-H-I... T-O-W-N.
Jazz Festival.
JazzFestival.org.
Should I say that one more time? www.
Dot Chi-Town Jazz Festival.
Okay.
Dot org.
And now that all these clubs are smoke-free, there's no excuse not to go. That always,
that's right, exactly.
That was always my excuse. I can't go to these clubs. I have allergies. But can't
yeah,
say that
no,
anymore.
It's a real joy to be in there. And there are a lot of, there is such a great spirit. There really was last year, and I anticipate that this year.
Well, I want to thank in a very special way our guest this first half hour, Father John Mulder of St. Gregory, the great parish in Chicago, also a great nationally known jazz guitarist. John, you're doing a marvelous work, and to create this Chi-Town Jazz Festival, having raised $17,000 last year for the poor and that plus more this year, know that our prayers are with you, God's blessings, and keep up the great work.
Thanks so much, Greg. Thanks, Kroz.
You're welcome, John. God bless you.
And I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Grazia Marcheschi. The time is coming up on 9:30 on this beautiful Friday morning in Chicago during our season of Lent. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. Stay with us. We'll be back right after a break.
Answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Catholic teens and young adults are preparing for World Youth Day 2011 in Madrid, Spain. The Archdiocese is sponsoring an exciting and inspirational 9-day trip for this coming August.
World Youth Day is a week-long spiritual journey during which teens and young adults from around the world unite to share their faith.
The Archdiocese organized trip to Madrid will include daily mass, catechesis, festivals, walking tours, and all the events scheduled with the Holy Father Pope Benedict XVI.
That includes a welcoming ceremony, an evening candlelight vigil, and the closing mass. And for young people not going to Madrid, there's a wonderful World Youth Day celebration planned at Our Lady of Guadalupe Shrine in Des Plaines.
The regional event will bring together young Catholics from Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin. There will even be a giant TV hookup so you can pray along with the Pope during the closing mass in Madrid.
Go to the Archdiocese website, www.archchicago.org, and click on World Youth Day. You'll find information regarding travel to Madrid, our local festivities, and a link to the official World Youth Day website.
Plan now. Be part of this inspirational and memorable celebration of our faith.
World Youth Day 2011.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Grazia Marcheschi. And just to kind of give you a little bit of an update regarding the massive earthquake and tsunami. The biggest earthquake to hit Japan since records began almost 150 years ago smashed into the country's northeast coast today, triggering a 32-foot tsunami that swept away boats, cars, and homes and killed hundreds of people. Large waves are now rolling into Hawaii, where I just heard from reports that the devastation has not been too bad in Hawaii. But 1,000 people have been evacuated from the island's coastline and toward the U.S. West Coast. They say it's right now approaching California, Washington, Oregon, and it should be hitting any minute. But thank God they
Mercifully, it seemed to have passed Hawaii without
much devastation.
Damage, yeah.
But they say that the damage in Japan, the epicenter was in northeast in the water of Japan, but that coastal area was devastated, and even several hundred miles away in Tokyo, buildings rocking and things flying off of shelves. And they say the death toll could be tremendous. But knowing that, you know, Graz, 8.9, one of the largest recorded earthquakes in the history of the world, to hit several hours, about 12 hours ago in Japan. I think there's a 15-hour difference. So right now it is a little bit past midnight into tomorrow in Japan. So we know our prayers are with everyone who's been affected by this horrific earthquake and tsunami in Japan, but affects other parts of the world. We have with us in studio, very to have him with us this morning. Got to find my sheet here, Gratz. Neil Wint, music director at St. Patrick Parish in Lamont, will discuss Redeemed, a Lenten concert presented by the St. Patrick Music Program. There are great expectations attached to this event, as it is the first one to be open to the community at large in Lamont and beyond. The hope is that this will be an annual event connecting the parish and its music with the local community. So Neil Wint, the music director at St. Patrick Parish in Lamont, welcome to Catholic Community of Faith.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, how did this come together, Neil? That it was a first-time effort. We'll discuss Redeemed. Is this one of your own creations?
Actually, no. I can't take the credit for it. It's kind of actually funny how it came about, because I was having a conversation with Father Kurt Boris, who's the pastor there, at Christmas time, of all times to have a conversation about a Lenten concert. I find this note in my mailbox that says, I think we should explore the opportunity, the chance to have a Lenten choral concert here. I think you're ready. I think the music program is more than ready. I'd like to see if we can be in conversation about that. So we proceeded to talk over the next couple weeks, and we decided that he was right. We were more than ready to have it. It was about time. The people were very excited about it when I brought it to their attention, the musicians, the choir members. Just a lot of expectation and a lot of excitement about this, but the impetus actually came from Father Kurt.
Now, you work at two different parishes, St. Patrick's and Lamont, so your big celebration ought to be coming up. Are you doing something special for St. Patrick's Day?
Actually, this last past weekend, March 5, we had our annual St. Patrick's Bash at the Slovenian Center. That's an annual event that we do around St. Patrick's Day. It doesn't obviously, you know, usually fall on the exact St. Patrick's Day, but that's, you know, usually a time that we celebrate, you know, St. Patrick's.
You also direct a choir at St. James in Arlington Heights.
That's correct.
So are you the full-time musician at St. Patrick's?
I am.
And then you freelance, you moonlight at this other parish.
What I do, it's actually kind of complicated. You know, St. Patrick has a nice, clean
title. No, we get it. You know, church musicians don't make a lot of money. You gotta work multiple places to make a living.
Well, it's a pleasure to work at both of them, because they're very different parishes.
How do you pull that off, Neil? Because if you have the weekend mass schedule at St. Patrick and Lamont, when do you get to get up to St. James?
Well, my job description at St. James includes being a rehearsal accompanist on Thursday nights for one of their adult choirs. And then I go up there after noon mass that I've played at St. Patrick. I go up to Arlington Heights, and I rehearse the teen choir there. And the teen choir sings at the Sunday 5 p.m. liturgy. So it just kind of very nicely fits together.
Well, that's good.
Greg, you remember when we were his age, we could do all that stuff too.
I've got sweaters older than Neil.
Yeah. Neil looks like he's about a third of our age.
I was going to say,
Neil,
who drove you here?
Yeah. You know, I'm looking at some of the pieces you've got here that you're doing. I notice The Clouds Veil by Father Liam Lawton.
Yes.
One of my favorite pieces, actually. It's a gorgeous piece. Also, personal connection to it. My wife and I know Father Liam, and my wife lost her youngest sister a few years ago in a car accident, and she was talking to Liam about it, and he wrote this song in honor of his sister that he lost.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's just a powerful piece. How did you come to make the selections of what was going to comprise your program?
Well, a few considerations. One was what the choir really resonated with. The first piece that's on the program, actually I've kind of changed the program from what you have there, but the first piece that will open the program is a piece called Order My Steps by, I think his name is Glenn Burley, and it's an arrangement by Jack Schrader. And it's an arrangement that really resonates with the choir. They really like it. And if you listen to the words as well, it has a strong Lenten message. Order my steps in your word. I want to walk worthy the world is ever changing, but you are still the same. So I think the message really hits the choir members who are singing it, and it hits me as well. So that was a consideration. You know, what do they resonate with? Of course, another consideration was, you know, what are we trying to say? You know, what are we, this is a Lenten concert, but what specifically in this Lenten concert?
Neil, what are we hearing right now?
The Mozart Ave Verum Corpus, which is the closing item of our concert.
And on this note, we're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community Faith and Relevant Radio 950. Time is 9:40 on this beautiful Friday morning in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Grazia Marcheschi, and our guest, Neil Wendt, the music director at St. Patrick Parish in Lamont, and we'll be putting a Lenten concert together entitled Redeemed, and this is the closing piece. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this break.
Lisa Paletto, the director of the Catholic Charities Junior Board, and this is the Junior Board Mission Minute. 60 seconds of the latest and greatest updates on events and opportunities for you to get involved. Help us raise dollars for our veterans living at Cook's Manor. A Winter's Night fundraiser will take place on February 23rd. At 5 o'clock p.m., we will meet for drinks at Elephant and Castle on Wabash, and then head to Millennium Park for ice skating. Join us at our Faith Committee meeting on March 2nd and help us plan upcoming speakers in the series Faith in the Real World, which premiered in February and will feature one speaker every month until June. The Social Committee also meets in March on the 14th to plan upcoming social fundraising events. Volunteer to spend some time with the senior citizens at Ozanam Village on Sunday, March 6th. Come out for emergency assistance food packing on the first and third Tuesday of the month at 6 p.m. or join us for our Read to Me program that reads to kids in one of our shelters every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. There's always a way to help your neighbor at Catholic Charities. Consider joining our junior board. For more information on these events and others, call 312-655-7932 or visit catholiccharities.net. And of course, stay tuned for the next Junior Board Mission Minute.
This Lenten season, join millions of Catholics throughout the U.S. in a 30-year tradition within the Catholic Church. Catholic Relief Services Operation Rice Bowl Program. Lent isn't just about giving something up, it's also about doing something positive. Operation Rice Bowl provides a way to embrace traditional themes of Lent through praying with others, fasting, and giving alms while learning about our global community. Celebrate the holy season of Lent by becoming a part of the Operation Rice Bowl community today. Visit www.crs.org to learn more.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Beautiful music is a piece that will be heard in an upcoming concert called Redeemed, which will take place at St. Patrick's Parish in Lamont on April 8th, 2011 at 7:30 p.m. And it's going to be directed by Neil Wendt, who is the music director at that parish. You're listening to Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio. I'm Graziano Marcheschi. Today's the first Friday in Lent. We don't eat meat on Fridays in Lent as a form of penance, as a way of reminding ourselves that we hunger for God, as a way of expressing our solidarity with the poor who maybe don't have the resources with which to buy meat. So it's a holy day in our Lenten cycle. Neil, I firmly believe that a choir, a music program, always reflects the personality of their director. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you become a musician?
Well, that's very interesting. I really credit one person with the fact that I'm a musician today, and that's my mother. Because, you know, when you're a kid and
that always
you're
seems to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always the mother. The mother makes us sit down and practice the piano.
Well, that's really what it was, you know, because the neighborhood kids were outside playing baseball on nice summer days, and I'm inside practicing Mozart. And, you know, when you're 8 years old or however old I was at the time, that's not too appealing, but she really made me stick to it.
But that thing is, my mother made me stick to it too, but I couldn't stand it.
Well, you know...
I mean, what happened with you? I mean, that's great.
You had Teflon coating.
What it was is, I gradually just realized that this is what God wanted of my life, that I was supposed to be a musician, that I not only had talent for it, but I had a heart for it. And I think that those two things came from God. So basically, it was just... You know, once I got into high school, I became more serious about it. And then, of course, I went to college. I majored in music, all that kind of stuff. And actually, I've been doing church music for most of my life in one capacity or another. I've either been helping accompany choirs, or I've been playing masses or services or freelancing here and there. So it's actually been something that I've been doing.
When did you first start playing in church? How old were you?
Oh, geez.
High school?
Let me think. No, I think I was actually... Around sixth grade, I think I started playing in church.
You're kidding me. What church was that?
It was actually, we went to a Baptist church at the time in South Holland, and I used to play preludes.
You were in sixth grade playing preludes in a church as a 12-year-old.
I had an amazing teacher.
That's phenomenal. I mean, grats. I'm impressed by that. Sixth grade. I couldn't find middle C after 3 years of the piano. That's amazing. Now, tell us about this concert coming up, this Lenten concert, how you really want to stress the community aspect of it. Say something more about that, Neil.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. This is, of course, being hosted by St. Patrick, so it will be at the church, in the church. And, of course, I want the parishioners of St. Patrick, the family of St. Patrick, if you will, to really come out for this event. But I also want our listeners to know that this isn't just limited to St. Patrick and the immediate family of St. Patrick. This is really a community event. And the community is, as far as I'm concerned, is as far-reaching as the entire Chicagoland area. It just happens to be focused in a southwest suburb, because I feel that music not only expresses the inexpressible, but it also helps us bridge gaps, especially in Lent. You know, and that also explains the wide diversity of repertoire on the program. I mean, you see Order My Steps, I Want Jesus to Walk With Me. Those are more gospel pieces.
Yeah, give us some of the selections that will be played that day on April 8th.
As I said, it will open with Order My Steps, a gospel selection, and then about halfway through the first half, we'll have an a cappella setting of I Surrender All, which is on the more traditional side. It's not classical, it's more traditional. And of course, we'll be closing with Ave Virum Corpus, the Mozart, and then some other things on there, such as the Andrew Lloyd Webber, P.A. Jesu, and we'll actually be doing a combined number with the youth choir. Our youth choir will be joining us for the first half of this concert, and we'll be singing a contemporary Christian piece entitled Hosanna by Michael W. Smith.
The piece called How Beautiful, is that a classical piece or a contemporary piece?
I would actually consider that more contemporary. It's by Twyla Paris. It's been arranged by Lloyd Larson in a beautiful, beautiful full choir arrangement. And actually, we're bringing in a string quartet for this occasion. The string quartet's collaborating with the adult choir on three selections, and How Beautiful is one of them.
Now, are tickets available, or is this just a walk-in?
Well, that was another thing I felt strongly about, and Father Kurt felt strongly about, was that this event should be free. We didn't want money to be a deterrent to anybody. And in keeping with our idea of opening it to the community, we really wanted people to come and not feel pressured to pay for a ticket.
And the thing is, you've been practicing, what, once or twice a week since Christmas time?
Once a week. We meet Tuesday nights, and the youth choir meets for about an hour. The adult choir meets for 2 hours, and that's a tremendous.
That's a tremendous commitment.
That's a tremendous sacrifice. And I try not to take that for granted, because you got people who have families, you got people who have jobs. All these jobs are stressful, on top of whatever they have going on in their personal lives. I'm just very humbled.
Is there anything but music in the program? Any readings, any scripture, any prayer?
Originally, I had entertained the notion of having either scriptural readings or maybe some readings from somebody, say, like Max Lucado. But I decided that I really wanted to keep things simpler this year and just have a straight concert, piece presented here, piece presented there, without readings interspersed.
I need to ask this, Neil. When people come to the actual performance on April 8th, I'm sure it'll be beautiful, spectacular. They will leave uplifted during what Lent is all about. But so far, leading up to April 8th, what has been the most challenging aspect of this whole concert for you?
That's difficult to say. I think part of it is that because this is a first-time event, there's a lot of things that we can try and predict, but we have no way of knowing how they'll go. Fortunately for me, I've had a lot of people volunteer to help out. I have one person coordinating the entire after-concert reception. I have another person who's volunteered to draft programs, and this is all a great burden off my back. But of course, like I said, since it's the first time that we're doing this, we can predict kind of how things will go. But, there are some things that we'll just have to see how they go.
We are going to move into a break here on Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Graziano Marcheschi and our guest, Neil Wendt, the music director at St. Patrick Parish in Lamont, who on April 8th will lead a Lenten choral presentation entitled Redeemed. We'll get more information about the phone number and web after a break. And in the background, one of the selections you are listening to right now is Pia Jesus.
Catholic New World has been your faith resource for well over a century. Archbishop Patrick Feehan recognized the need for a strong Catholic voice in 1892 and launched Chicago's first Catholic newspaper. Bishop Feehan named our Catholic newspaper using a theme from the Columbian Exposition, the New World that gave people hope for a brighter future. Today, the Catholic New World is better than ever. It's a rich and diverse resource for Chicagoland Catholics with stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Cardinal Francis George and our team of columnists offer compelling insights on spirituality, catechesis, and evangelization. Visit our website at CatholicNewWorld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777. Our look has changed, but we are still your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
The Bank of America Chicago Marathon, taking place on Sunday, October 9th, is sold out, but Team Catholic Charities has post-close entries. By joining Team Catholic Charities, you'll be running to help our neighbors in need of food, clothing, and shelter, necessities for everyday survival. To join or sponsor the Catholic Charities Marathon team or committee, call 312-655-7912. That's 312-655-7912. Visit us at catholiccharities.net/Chicago Marathon. We'll see you at the finish line.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio. I'm Graziano Marcheschi with Father Greg Sackowitz. You're listening to Pia Jesu, a classical piece of music that will be heard in an upcoming concert at St. Patrick's Parish in Lamont on April the 8th at 7:30 p.m. Of course, today we're all very mindful of the events in Japan, the earthquake that hit them very, very hard, and the aftermath and the tsunami that's impacted the country even more seriously. So we hold all the people of Japan in our prayer, and all those who might be affected as that tsunami wave continues to move out. It's a Friday in Lent. It's a day when we traditionally mortify ourselves to be more mindful of our need for God and to be mindful of those in need. And today there are a great many people in need. So let's, as we give up our, as we do our Lenten fasting and give up meat, let's offer that up for all those so tragically impacted by this earthquake.
You know, Graz, a thought that struck me as you were talking is people in the United States, people in Europe, wherever the place may be, who have loved ones in that region and are now unable to contact them because all communication has been shut off in that part of the Japan. The wires are down, everything. And so the stress in people's lives to try to find a loved one or people in our country who are visiting out in Japan, and all the airports have been closed. And so, again, as you mentioned, our prayers are with all of you.
Well, we're talking to a wonderful young man who is the director of the musical program at St. Patrick's in Lamont. And the wonderful young man is Neil Wint. Neil, I'm very aware of your language and of the faith component in what you do. You seem to be very clearly aware that you're doing a ministry, that you're doing God's work.
Yes.
And apparently that was in you from a very early age.
Yes. It is also my firm belief that God has brought me to St. Patrick and to St. James. I feel very responsible to both parishes. And for us to be producing this concert is a momentous, exciting opportunity for us, not only for our own spiritual journey, but to aid in the spiritual journey of the community. Again, I want to really stress that.
You must have a profound love for God to do this, because really showing forth in your language, in your body language, that the work you're putting into this as a music director in this Lenten concert, I mean, you are on fire with the Lord, and it shows forth in the gift of music that you will then share with the community of St. Patrick, and you keep stressing the wider community.
Yeah, I thank you, Greg, for bringing that up. I feel strong responsibility to not only develop my own talents, but to use these talents to edify other people, to give back to the community, to give back to the people of St. Patrick.
I'm aware of time. Give us a web and phone number that people can learn more about this April 8th concert at St. Patrick Parish in Lamont.
Well, the best option would probably be just to call directly. The number is 630-257-6134.
The number once again.
630-257-6134.
If you forget the number, St. Patrick's in Lamont.
And to be held a concert, Lenten Choral Presentation on Friday, April 8th at St. Patrick Church, which is located 200 Illinois Street in Lamont. And want to thank in a very special way our guest, Neil Wint, the music director at St. Patrick Parish in Lamont, who talked about the upcoming Lenten Choral Presentation, Redeemed. Neil, thank you for joining us here on Catholic Community Faith, and God bless you and the great work you do. Special thanks also to our co-host, Graziano Marcheschi. Graz, have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Thanks for being here and helping me. Special thanks to our wonderful producers today, Diane Dunnigan and Jim Dish, and our terrific engineer, Brian Hockey Hitman Brock. And to our listeners, God bless all of you. And we close with more of Pia Jesu. God bless and a wonderful weekend.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.